But one of his purposes was to like keep covenants, keep covenants.
Yeah.
And you know, with everything there in the Middle East going on right now, I'd heard the other day that, you know, the elections in Israel, that how they failed to form a government. That it will take them at least until the fall time to get this government formed.
Okay.
Back to the French leader. He has taken, and it's going to happen this month, he's chosen 10 nations to get their military. 10 nations.
Counting yourself.
Counting himself. Okay. France. Be France. Remember Theresa May that just resigned out of England? He's going to get England. You know, they're wanting to do the Britex and get out of England. Or get out of the EU. And she quit over it. You know, she's tried her best to do it and never did come to pass, so she's quit over it. And but he's got these 10 nations. France, England, Germany, Spain, Italy, Rome, you know.
Belgium.
What nation, I can't remember it. It's kind of no name nation. But there's no, then these three other nations, I heard Benny Hinn do a teaching years ago. And he said, when you see these three first nations, like the Netherlands, Belgium, and somebody else, when you see these three fall out of these 10, the Bible says, then Antichrist speaks. So we see this guy forming this, bringing this military power in, and his whole objective is to bring forth one world government. Because he knows Trump ain't into it. You know, him and Trump just clash like. But I'm thinking, you know, here all this is beginning to form, beginning to come to pass. And go home and read Revelation 17 about those 10. Yes, ma'am.
Belgium, which you can look this up, it's true. When Belgium went to the Congo to take over, to colonize it, they killed 20 million Africans. 20 million. Look it up. 20 million. There were like 7 million Jews killed during the Holocaust. 20 million. And then for those kids that were of mixed race, Catholic Church in on it, brought them back to Belgium because the fathers would not claim these mixed kids, and brought them back to Belgium, but they never gave them citizenship. So these kids now are, you know, are in their 60s. But Belgium is also a nation that euthanizes the elderly.
I didn't know that existed.
Just look it up, and that it's the doctor's determination that if they figured that you're, it just comes down to that you're more of a problem, that they don't want to use their resources for medicine for the elderly, that euthanizing elderly people is commonplace in Belgium. So again, we're talking about a seriously evil government, but again, look it up. They killed 20 million. I mean, you think about that. Birmingham is 1 million people. That's like taking 20 Birminghams and killing everybody in the city, men, women, and children. So we're talking about a nation that is at the height of evil.
Is that where the EU central government is in Belgium? Brussels?
Yeah. Well, there's two locations.
Brussels is one of them.
And Paris.
Oh, I didn't know it was Paris.
Like two.
Ooh.
Two
wicked spots.
Nations. But Belgium, I think, is the main. And you know, they say there that there is a statue of a woman riding on the beast there in front of the EU
There is.
Training center or whatever you want.
There is, you can look that up too.
So guys.
Look up your Egyptian Jaws Night, we got a work to do.
And I wanted to address that right there. Anybody seen Perry Stone this week?
Mm-hmm.
He knocks that, you know how they're saying now, you know, no rapture, it's only been a teaching in the last 200 years.
Somebody sent me that article, yeah, yesterday.
Takes it back to 300 years after Christ, a man preaching saying, there's two returns, you know. There's the coming Lord to earth and the coming of Lord for saints. So even he puts that theory to nothing.
That's right.
But the word even tells us
yes.
in the last days that they'll be saying, where's the promise of this coming?
Yeah.
His promise is right there. Right there.
Hallelujah. We don't need anybody but the Holy Spirit teaches that, do we?
And aren't the Mormons going to be surprised that he didn't come to the Indians and write a book just for them?
Well, I'm through here, Brother Thurston. I'm sorry for taking up.
But we need to know these things so that we'll be watchful.
Very.
But yeah, Belgium is a seriously evil empire.
And it's all under the radar too. We don't think of Belgium.
But again, and they you don't see museums to 20 million Africans.
Did they have Africans killing Africans and Belgians killing Africans?
No, when they were colonized and we found them because of the welfare.
That is something. You know, we are so close to the return of Christ.
Yes, amen.
You know, it's getting now that I get a little surprised to wake up in the morning. Because continually the Lord said, my return is soon. He keeps saying it, and others are saying it. And I'm looking for him. I'm not in a hurry, though. My life is not painful. I'm not in a hurry for him to come. But I look at it this way. If I was on the outside, I would want somebody praying for me so I could come in God's house.
Mm-hmm.
People are, this is something he said recently, last week, this week. He said, when I come, it's final. The people he leave behind, he's got to leave them behind. He doesn't want to, but he has to. And they're going to face a lot of problems.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't mind his delay. But when he come, I want to go with him. I don't want to be here after he returns. And he's got to do it. And this time, Perry Stone, he talked about the trumpets. Let's see.
The hearing those in those trumpet sounds, the blasts.
Yeah,
have you been reading about
them? The last one is the rapture, see. They've been hearing trumpets and all over the world. They don't know why, and they hear but the last one is we're going to hear it. We're going to disappear. In 1983, I got saved. I was still at the grocery store, so I was sacking groceries one Saturday. I had just recently gotten saved, and I asked the Lord, what will the rapture be like? And immediately, I'm sacking groceries. I saw a lady, just like on a regular Saturday morning, about 30 people in the store, including the employees, you know. And this lady was pushing her basket right where I was. And I heard the horn, and she disappeared, red dress and all. And about five other people out of 30 disappeared with her in my peripheral vision. I was the observer. I didn't go anywhere. I just saw it. I said, wow. That's what it is. I'm still sacking groceries. I said, that answered my question. It's going to red dress and all, everything. The buggy she was pushing had to close to a stop. It's going to happen. And I want to go with him. But the Lord had, I want to tell you some things that, since I got a little more time today, back in, it had to be around 2012. One day the Lord spoke to me and said, I want you to pray for my people. Now, he had taught me about following God. And that's been a thrust of my ministry, to teach people about make people aware to follow him and do it his way, go in his counsel. And so I distinguished in my praying. I said, I pray for those that follow you, and I pray for those that don't. And he stopped me. He said, only pray for those who follow me. But before all this, he said, something's happening in the spirit. I want you to pray for my people. So I prayed for both those that follow God and those that don't. Some people don't know to, and some people just won't, for whatever reason. And he stopped me. He said, only pray for those who follow me. Last year, Henry Groover did a video with, I think it was the Hagman brothers. They have a show, Hagman and Hagman. This was spiritual separation of the sheep and the goat nations. This was in 2012. Mm-hmm. Now, Henry Groover was in Japan when they did the broadcast. But before they did their broadcast based on what happened in a prayer room. And Hagman wanted all the guys in that prayer room to pray and just say, reveal what God has been sharing to them personally, things that they don't normally won't put on the air. And then they were interviewing Henry Groover. Well, they talked about how in 2012, did you see it, David? It was between, I think it was May and August. That was when this was happening. The Lord was selecting people that would be sheep and would be goats, because that was a turning away at that time. People that were getting into the false grace message, and they were going with the World Council of Churches, and some turned away. That guy who wrote that book, The Purpose Driven Life, he's teaching Chrislam now. And so some people have turned from the faith, and they turn the gospel of God, of salvation, into lasciviousness. They're teaching people, you know, you can do whatever you want, but you're still in the kingdom of God. And we're going to look at some scriptures in Jeremiah. And then Henry Groover came and said what the Lord had shared with him. He wasn't there now. So we got two witnesses. Then the year that the Lord taught me that, I forgot what year it was. And I asked the Lord. He said it was 2012. And I tried to remember things that would help me remember. I knew it was in the spring. It wasn't that hot. And I was trying to remember who was still at work, because some people have retired, you know. But anyway, when Pastor Jim had me to build that sign, dirt for sale for that, I think it was the first sign or the second one, because the storm blew one of them down. When I was up there doing that, that may have been the first one. I remember when Jesus talked about the tares being gathered in the last days after they mature, and he would bind them in bundles to be burned. And I remember asking the Lord, how will this work? And he reminded me of Herod and Pontius Pilate. When Jesus was sent to their court, and they had to make a judgment. Pilate sent him to Herod. Herod sent him back. They knew that he was a just man. Both of them did. But they didn't believe on him. And after all this was over, they hated each other, and then they became friends. Those that won't repent, they'll try to find solace in people of like mind. Because when you're wrong here. But when you're justifying wrong for money and fame, you find solace in people that agree. And the enemy will use that solace to keep you in darkness. And the reason they're bound in bondage to be burned is to reduce that damage. They'll attract people that love the world. And now people in churches, they are vexed, just like Lot was in Sodom. They go to church to hear the word, and learn of God, and they're not being taught, and they feel it. And they stop going, and they look, they try to find it on TV. They you know, some people live in rural areas, and they will not bow down to Baal. And they try to find churches like this one. And that's why, you know, the radio broadcast, I love what God has done, because I can reach people that have been hurt by Baal worship, basically, by false doctrines. There are people out there making decisions. They have a love for God, a genuine love for God. I've talked to them. They will not compromise. But they don't want to go back to some of these churches. And because of this, they can tell it's wrong. They love. They want what's true. And the Lord bound them in bondage to be burned, because he always divides. He chose the light, and he divides the light from the darkness. He did it from the beginning. He's doing it now. He did it in the days of Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel.
Children sick, so it wasn't really milk.
Yeah.
And that's what happens, or either giving cattle fodder, you know, you're mixing the good grain and everything with hay and other things mm-hmm. to make it less nutritious. The cows are eating it, but they're getting sickly and not growing. And that's the same thing that's happening spiritually when people are taking the word and mixing up all the fodder and chemicals in with it, and it's making people literally, physically, and spiritually sick.
Right. Yeah. Jesus said you can't serve God and money. And, you know, you wouldn't do it, but some people, they'll look at the fame, they'll look at the money. Think about what's not being taught, just for a moment. What is it you're not hearing? You read the word, then you're not hearing certain things over the mainstream airways.
You know, we're going to need...
Be righteous is one of them.
They take mm-hmm. you daily things. I heard of, I was listening to Fox News the other day. China makes over 80% of our drug ingredients. And most of them go to the military. They could poison our military just like that. Are we that stupid? There's over 100 universities that has Chinese culture centers that they pay for to propagate propaganda to our college students. Are we not? Church has got to wake up. I mean, they could destroy our military just by putting the ingredient that they fill with the drugs. If they can. It's ridiculous.
But mm-hmm. they did. They put the date rape drug into plastics that were made into children's toys. They had to recall all of them because... Mm-hmm.
Not to mention the Chinese drywall that was putting people in the hospital.
It's just... And stealing all of...
It's got to be money. That's the only thing I can think of. It's got to be money. People aren't that stupid.
They're stealing a lot of intellectual properties, too. That's one of the big things that...
That's true. We got a computer at work, and we got it. I didn't know who made it, and Maxis is. Come to find out, it's a Chinese company, and they steal other people's patents, and they use it, and then they update it. So when we got it updated, they couldn't do what it did before because they lost court. You know, they lost in the courtroom, and they had to take some things off. So after we sent it off to get it fixed, it came back. It couldn't do what it used to. But it was stolen information on it.
And then I also know how to spy on people with putting them in there. Yeah. Like that intelligence system, it was mm-hmm. England, which France was trying, it was England. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's that big company in China that they can put out, they can steal stuff. Mm-hmm. They were going to put it with part of our spy network with England. And that's all it was to spy on the United States from China. And they haven't, we're the ones that's created all this. That was Nixon's doings. Well, so it don't matter if it's Republican or
I love Trump. Trump said he's going to drain the swamp.
So there's
a lot of corruption. People are getting paid to look the other way. A congressman and a senator, what do they make a year? $90,000, $100,000, they come out millionaires? Mm-hmm. Something's wrong.
You did hours an hour.
They make how much?
The other thing.
$45 to $50 an hour.
Yeah, that's about $80,000 to $90,000 a year.
Yeah. Well, the other thing that they.
But they come out millionaires.
Mm-hmm. How do they do it? Like underhanded kind of stuff?
They vote on stuff for money.
You talking about those like new? I be looking online when I'm on my phone. They say it's these deals where you could like sell stuff online and you become, you know, so rich.
Well, that's different. They're selling laws.
They're selling the country out.
Now listen to this. This will make it.
We got a good congressman. We got Gary Palmer. He's a man of God.
Yeah, there are some good ones. Now thank God for the true ones. We need more of them.
We need statesmen.
Yeah, it don't take but a few bad ones to mess stuff up.
We have statesmen up there.
That's why we got to pray for our government.
One of the biggest statesmen we got is Clarence Thomas. We ought to be thankful for him in the Supreme Court. He's one of the most against abortion there is of all of them.
Yeah, we need that. Isaiah chapter 30. Look at what was going on. In your study time, read chapters.
Isaiah what?
This is Isaiah chapter 30. And in your study time, I suggest 26 through 30. But to save time, let's look at verse 8. This is the Lord speaking. He said, "Now go, write it before them on a table, and note it in a book, that it may be for the time to come, forever and ever, that this is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of the Lord, which say to the seers, see not, and to the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things, speak unto us smooth things, prophesy deceits." This is in the heart of people in Isaiah's day and in ours. Verse 11 says, "Get you out of the way, turn aside out of the path, cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us." This was the advice and counsel he got from wicked people in his day. It's no different now. It's worse now. Most of what Isaiah and Jeremiah, most of the Old Testament scriptures reveal what's in the New Testament. This is just as much an Old Testament setting, chapter 28 through 30. It's more for us than them. They didn't repent. They weren't going to repent. They went into captivity. This is what's happening now. God had to divide the wheat from the chaff, the tares from the wheat. In last week we looked at 1 John chapter 3. Let's look at it again. And then we'll go back to Jeremiah 23. Yeah, first we'll go to John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3, I'm sorry. Verse 6, he said, well, verse 5, "And you know that Jesus, he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sins not." You know the scripture, "As he is, so are we in this world." He said, continuing, "Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him." And John explained, "Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that commits sin is of the devil, for the devil sins from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God doeth not commit sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God." When we're born again, we're made brand new, just like Adam was. When we're born of God, we're born again and we go on to know the Lord. To be born of God, you got to receive his word in your heart. You're just like Adam. You got to eat off the tree of life and not the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. We were made righteous to be righteous, to do what's righteous. Sin is a choice, and being righteous is also a choice that we make. It's not an accident. People preach it like, well, a person, what John is saying, people teach that John is saying we won't habitually sin. But that's not what John is saying. John is saying he won't. He'll contend for the faith. He won't make the choice of sin. But until people grow to the point that they grow, they won't sin. It's possible to grow from glory to glory and stop sin. But first you have to receive God's word in your heart and go on to know the Lord. Daniel said, they that do know the Lord will be strong and do exploits. People that don't know him, they can get tripped up, deceived, and they'll stumble into sin again. But he also said that he talked about how the people that left them, they left to prove that they were not with God. Demas, he was anointed. He was guided by the Holy Spirit. He worked miracles with them. And he was right there with the apostles preaching. But he loved the world and he went back to it. He wasn't with God here. The world got in. And he made a decision to go back to the world. And so did others. Paul talked about the falling away. Jesus talked about the chaff or the tares that's bound in bonds to be burned. All this is happening. These are facts. Some people they are born in a family let's say a Muslim family, and they're taught Islam, but they're not satisfied, and they hear the gospel. Jesus is actually appearing to Muslims because they don't have Christians around.
Yeah,
and they get saved, and they work miracles. They do what we do. In Jerusalem, a man got saved, and he started fellowshipping with Muslims, that former Muslims that got saved. And they asked him, they said, did Jesus appear to you, or how did you get saved? How did you learn about the Lord? And he said, well, I forgot the man's name. He was a Rhema student. And he rented one of the apartments that he had. And he used to call that Rhema student and his wife and family the happy people, because they were always happy. He said, well, the happy people taught me about Jesus. And that's how he got saved. But the others, Jesus appeared to them. There are people that they were born, Pastor Jim talked about the wrong side of the tracks. They were born on the wrong side of the tracks, and they got saved, and they went all in, all right? And then there are people born in a Christian home, went to a good church.